Hello, this is Maximilian Kunkel, Chief Investment Officer for the Global Family Office Group at UBS Global Wealth Management. Rising energy prices and supply disruptions in various product and labor markets are lowering economic growth and raising inflation expectations. But the pandemic has shown that markets can look past challenging periods, provided they are not persistent. Currently, we see the challenges in energy, product, and labor markets as transitory rather than the makings of a new stagflationary economic regime. First, supply challenges are not structural. We believe many of today's supply chain and energy challenges result from extraordinary, but transitory, demand for goods relative to services. As economies reopen and consumer demand shifts from goods to services, we expect inventories to restock, reducing delivery snarls and alleviating commodity price spikes. Second, labor market frictions will likely ease. We think current labor supply challenges and upward pressure on low-skilled and service wages reflect the frictions of reintegrating people into the workforce, which should ease over time. Many businesses have faced difficulty hiring workers as economies have reopened. This has been reflected in record US job openings and upward pressure on wages. But outside of the affected parts of the workforce, wage growth is more subdued. For example, wage growth for the top quartile of earners and for non-hourly workers is at a six-year low. Third, we don't expect stagflation to become endemic. We note that many of the factors that played important roles in the 1970s in turning a temporary energy crisis into a stagflationary regime are not in evidence today. Just think about price controls, labor wage bargaining, and central bankers who were less focused on price stability. In addition, the global economy is less dependent on oil. The energy intensity of GDP has more than halved since the 1970s. While policymakers are watching inflation expectations, central bank mandates and recent statements by officials suggest they will not raise rates prematurely. So, with current issues still appearing more transitory than structural, we believe equity markets will continue to move higher. We like financials, energy, the Eurozone, and Japan to position for global growth. Thank you for listening.